Now I want to share with you another testimony where I was supposed to send many packages at night. The reason why I work at night in my own business, it is because during the day, I have to look after my baby. My son was just a newborn baby. And I have to take turn with my husband. When he comes back from work, I go to my work at night. And usually the UPS drivers would collect the packages by 6 o'clock, but the drivers can pick up anyone when you meet the driver, and they would go through the hub at 8:30. And pretty much most of the drivers are gone after 8:30. And so I took my packages and packed a stack of many, many packages and arrived at UPS at 9 p.m. You would probably say, well, this is not good. And I agree. I thought to myself, Lord, I am in deep trouble because by 9 p.m., who would be there? The office closed at 6 p.m. The drivers have gone home by 8:30. Pretty much all of them would drive into the hub and gone home by 8:30. Who would be there by 9? And here I am carrying many of this merchandise, stack of boxes of dresses to be shipped to my customers alone in front of UPS building again. However, in that door, there is a security guard. And I heard in the past that 9 p.m., usually there is somebody that would come through to just check. And I was thinking to myself, maybe he can help me to pick my packages. So I began to pray to God, oh God, have mercy upon me, because I don't see anybody out there. And when I asked the bodyguard, he said, I do not work for UPS. As I pray and cry to God for mercy, I said, Heavenly Father, please be thou merciful upon me. I need these packages to be shipped out to UPS. And as I cried to God for mercy, all of a sudden there was another car that was parked next to me. And I thought to myself, this particular guy must be just as in deep trouble as I am, because there's nobody out there in UPS by 9 p.m. You know that. However, when the gentleman came out from that particular car with his wife and 2 children, I thought to myself, another problem like myself. He is going to have another problem like me. So I walk towards that guard again, hoping somebody would come out. And all of a sudden, I said to the guard, do you know if there is anyone would come out by 9 p.m. from UPS? And all of a sudden, I heard that gentleman that came out from that car that was parked next to me replying to me. He said, supposedly, he said. Then I asked him, are you like me, shipping with your merchandise, hoping for someone to pick it up? And the gentleman replied very courteously. He said, no, I am the general manager of the UPS hub, the CEO of the whole UPS big hub in Northern California. And I am just on my vacation, coming in to check to make sure that everything else is fine. Then I turn around and say, sir, would you be kind enough to pick up my packages for me and put it inside the UPS for shipping? And he replied very courteously and very modestly. He said, of course, no problem. So he took all my merchandise, my dearly beloved. He, his wife, and children helped me to put them through to the UPS main hub. My dear friend, the Lord God is amazing. And according to his words, he says, if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. The God that I serve is absolutely alive and living and lovely. As I cried to him, not only he did not send me a driver, he sent me a general manager, the CEO of the whole hub, to serve me, to pick up all my merchandise. What an honor, isn't it? It is such a joy to serve Jesus, my dearly friend. And I pray, my friend, for you to choose walking with Jesus. Don't forget, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Yes, it might not be easy to deny yourself and take up that cross. However, if we absolutely be willing to obey him, believe it or not, the Holy Spirit will equip us with supernatural strength, and he will answer prayers wherever we go. And if any man serve me, him will my Father honor.